This is the podcast you wouldn't want to miss. Get your all-important dose of what's hot and what's not, according to Dino. Who knows? Just listen, okay? Because this podcast will make you think or not, entertain you, and sometimes piss you off. In any case, it'll be interesting. This is not bullshit. This is the Morning Kickoff Footy Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Morning Kickoff. My name's Dean Williams and today I've got the lovely, beautiful, wonderful, freshly dug up today, Gazza. Then I have got to my right, needs no introduction, the irritating, turn your mics off, I'm just trying to think, the irritating, the horrible, the Maguire lookalike from Bulgaria, Sorin is actually to my left. And to my right, I've got the wonderful, beautiful Olivier Solomon.
It was a nice intro by then for me. Thank you.
I'll edit it. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Right, guys, how are we doing?
Yeah.
We had a good week?
Yeah.
Yeah, all good. Thank you. Good weekend.
No, I'm all good.
Cool. Right, here's what's coming up on the show.
That's the girl doing the glug, glug, glug.
It's a horrible, horrible question. It's like saying, would you rather shag your sister or your mum?
Well, oh, good.
Sorin's rearing up now. No, it's Sorin's like, I know the answer to this one.
Both.
Gazza, you're smelling really nice today.
Yeah, thank you. It's Chanel.
Eau de Ground.
Yeah.
It's got an earthy smell to it, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Sorin?
Hello.
How's the wonderful Roxandra after your
wonderful story
last week?
She's really good.
Has she listened to the podcast, by the way?
I think she's listened. She hasn't listened to the latest one, but she's listened to one.
So she's got no idea about what you said.
No, I've told her. And she started. She got really red. She always, every time we start, I start talking about our sex stories, starts getting really shy and she turns red. Like a fucking lobster.
You just imagine walking down the high street and the people will be pointing at her saying,
that's the girl doing the glug, glug, glug.
Walking down Bognor High Street. How romantic.
Absolutely.
Olivier, have you had a good week?
Yeah, I've had a good week. Yeah.
Have we sold some houses?
No. Yeah, sold one.
I hear Joel is not selling very many.
No one's selling very many at the moment.
Is it? Very stagnant market right now.
No. Apart from housing crisis, but yeah.
It's not a housing crisis. They're predicting that's going to go up by 18%, aren't they?
No, no one wants to buy anything, do they? No one buys anything these days. Yeah, me and Joel, very depressed. Antidepressants all round.
Gazza, Speedy Eye, how are we doing?
Who?
Speedy Eye.
I don't know. How are they doing?
Oh, who are you with? Someone lovely. It's got the logo of Speedy Eye in it. Who is it?
HSS.
HSS Hire.
That's the one. Yeah, we're really busy at the moment. It's great because when it's cold, we do the heaters. When it's hot, we do the aircon. So win-win all year round. But yeah, it's been really, really busy. It's not slowing down. So
Ollie's in the wrong business.
I know. I need to get into the aircon business.
Yeah, might as well.
Who's got shout-outs? Gazza?
Yeah, I've got a couple of shout-outs. As you're on the HSS theme, I'm going to mention a couple of colleagues, and that's Jordan Waller, ASM at HSS Hire, big Pompey fan, and his boss, Clive Parker. So a big shout-out to those two. Big shout-out to Alan and his son, Duncan. That's Alan and Duncan Turner, both massive Middlesbrough fans. Big shout-out to them, and that's it. Thank you.
Sorin, anyone in Bulgaria, Albania?
Romania.
Anyone on a boat coming over?
I can't disclose that kind of information.
You can neither confirm nor deny.
Shout out to my beautiful partner, Roxandra. She started listening to the podcast.
Oh, she's coming up in the show later. You don't need to do that.
Yeah, no, I need to do that. Shout out to her. So yeah, shout out to Dino. He said he's going to sponsor our wedding. He's going to pay for it in full. And then he's going to kidnap Roxandra.
Exactly.
And two things.
Yeah.
As you would expect from Dino.
There's a backstory to that. I'm not going to go into it because it's quite boring.
We will need to get into that. But anyways.
We will not need to go into it.
Yeah, we need to.
Basically, Romanians, when they go. The Romanian thing is when you go and get married, is it the groom can nick the bride, hide the bride, take the bride?
No. So what happens is usually some friends kidnap the wife and they ask for a ransom. So it can be like a big crate of wine, maybe a bit of money, a donkey, which obviously none of us get on our birthdays when we're young, so we end up with trauma because of that. So we,
well, the fact you didn't get the donkey, or the fact that you, one of your older brothers is shagging the donkey, which one gives you the trauma? The fact you're not shagging the donkey is...
Is the mirror still on the ceiling with the donkey?
Oh, don't. when your little brother walks in.
No. My brothers were luckier. They did get the donkey, but they didn't shag it. But I was... Partly, that's why I'm putting up all these sex stories, because I'm traumatized by the fact that I didn't get to shag my donkey.
So now you treat Ruxandra as your donkey, as in the previous episode. Anyone who hasn't listened to it, I think you should listen to episode 9. It's quite traumatizing.
Traumatizing.
Eeyore to know better.
Shout out to Middlesbrough and all their fans. I'm about to butcher your team tonight. I'm sorry.
Basically, Sorin supports someone differently.
Yeah. And new team every week.
His new team that he's supporting on this podcast is going to be Middlesbrough. So he's going to butcher facts and trivia about Middlesbrough later on in the show.
Yes, sir. That's it for me. Don't have it.
I haven't got any shout outs, but I have been traveling the UK this week. So everyone that I met on my travels, all the lads from Grimsby that was at the funeral, great to catch up. Sam Glendinning, Mel, Steve Pexman, and just everyone, just too many names to mention. So yeah, that is the shout outs. Now,
what about Lovely?
About what?
I don't have any shout outs, mate.
Ollie, you don't ask Ollie if he's got any shout outs. He's got a mate, and that's Chris.
I get two podcasts for about shout outs. That's it. I'm done.
He's done his best mate, and somebody doesn't know.
Best mate is Chris, friend of the show, Chris. Chris. Shout out to Chris.
And a bloke I met in the pub.
And a bloke he doesn't really know in the pub.
From Grindr.
That's it.
And that's it.
Yeah, so let's swiftly move on.
Have you not got any staff that work for you?
No, well, my missus works for me. I can give her a shout out.
Yeah. What is it, Ty? Is she Ty?
No, she's not Ty.
You just... Ting Tong?
No.
Go on then.
You've named her Ting Tong, though, haven't you?
I may have previously said that she was a Thai bride off the internet.
So I'll give her a shout out. Ellen Solomons, my wife, gets a shout out today.
Plural, more than one, or is it Solomon's?
It's Solomon's.
Are you making a claim? Like,
no, it's
Solomon's.
No, it's Solomon's, isn't it? On the end, yeah.
Ellen Solomon's.
Yeah,
right in there. So I think something that's really important that has happened this week that we must acknowledge is Everton's minus 10 points.
Yes.
I think you knew about that, Dino, because you've been saying they're going to get relegated all season, so I think you were in the know.
Yeah, I did know that they were up for charges, and I know it swiftly moved on, and I know that Leicester, Leeds and Burnley are going to sue him for $300 million, which is right, because the offence took place in the previous season, and had they have been deducted the 10 points, they'd have been relegated as opposed to one of the others. But it wasn't the FA who gave him the ban, it was an arbitrary panel. The Prem League was actually going for something, I think they were going for like 20 point deduction, so it was actually a lesser penalty that they were given. But they helped, they gave all the evidence, they made the inquiry go quickly, unlike Man City right now, and it's resulted in them getting minus 10 points. I don't think the minus 10 points will do much, even though they're sitting second from bottom, just on points difference with Burnley. Is it Burnley?
Burnley are right at the bottom. I think because the team's had such a terrible start, the ones at the bottom, but Everton might scrape out of it and stay in the Premier League this season. But any other season, I think if you actually worked it out, they would be in big trouble at this stage of the season if these teams weren't so poor.
Yeah, I think recently with the form that Everton have been finding and the way that they're playing under Dyche lately, it does seem that they're going to be picking up 10 points within, I don't know, 5 games. I don't think, whereas Burnley won't be picking up 10 points.
No, and it will probably galvanise them as well. And you've got Man United going there this weekend. So that's going to be not great for United, is it?
No, I think Everton will be galvanised, like you said, and I think they're going to pull away from it. They're going to appeal anyway, aren't they? So it'd be interesting how that...
Well, the thing is, if they appeal, then they run the risk of getting 20 point deduction.
Right.
That's what they've got to weigh up.
They can play a couple of games and then cancel the appeal, because appeal will be... months and months.
I'd be interested with the City thing as well then. So, if, you know, they set a precedent now, 10 points. Are Liverpool or Arsenal going to sue Man City if they get found guilty?
Well, the problem that you've got is these 115 charges with Man City, they stem back 10, 15 years.
Yeah, what's going to happen? Are they going to take the titles away? Or if anything, I don't think you can compare them to Everton. Everton were willing to work with the FA or whatever, but the prosecutor was. But I think Man City is making it harder, and they're withdrawing information, it seems like. So I believe if they do get found out, which is probably just a matter of time, they should probably be relegated at the very least. But as I was discussing in the chat with you gentlemen, I don't think the FA can afford it. I don't think they can afford their biggest team in the league to go down, first of all because of the money, and second of all because of the image, third of all because of the actual quality of the league, which is definitely going to drop without Man City being there. They buy players, but they also sell a lot of good players. Look at Cole Palmer, for example. They sold Gabriel Jesus, they sold Zinchenko, and that's just in the past few years. So
no, but that's not the point. The point with Man City and the issue with Man City is that they've failed to give a true account of the remuneration towards players and agents and everything else, their dealings. They have not stuck to FFP, and this is the problem. So before we even jump on Chelsea self-reported themselves.
Yeah.
They said as well that if Everton did what Chelsea did and gave these players these huge contracts, they wouldn't have found themselves in so much trouble.
No, they wouldn't. And the problem is that the 105 million deficit over the 3 years, they're not allowed to go over. I think there was 112 million something.
105 million, I think.
No, 105 is the threshold.
Yeah.
But I think Everton was 112 million.
Yeah, yeah.
And to be fair, if you look at what they were citing as the mitigating circumstances, the way that they lost money during COVID.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Just one. They couldn't sell, they couldn't play, they had no fans.
Mm.
Just one of the things that they said in mitigating circumstances. But they did operate at a loss, and they did buy players when they were operating at a significant amount of loss. Hence why they got charged with the one charge, and they were given a 10-point deduction.
I think they were forced to. I mean, it's a very competitive league. I don't think they had the option. They had to buy those players, as you were talking about a bit earlier, to basically remain in the Premier League. Because if you don't do it, someone else will be doing it, and they will stay, and you will just get relegated.
Yeah, but that's not the point. You can't just go, well, we didn't want to get relegated, so we just went and bought these players. Because let's face it, the players they've got are shit. Everton don't have fantastic players. Anyone that they had, it was half decent for them, has been sold.
No, they don't. But with all those players, they managed barely to scrape by and remain in the Premier League. So a case can be made. And as you said, there were some factors that contributed to them going over the set amount. As you said, COVID, not being able to bring fans in.
There's also the money they spent on their stadium as well. So they would say that they shouldn't have done that, which is fair enough.
Yeah, that is fair enough.
But then all clubs went through COVID. They all had the struggle. I mean, we built a new stadium.
Yeah.
What FIFA was saying, or UEFA, whoever's doing this, is that the losses were adjusted in that period for COVID.
Mm.
So it wasn't 105 million. It was whatever it was. Youth development, yada, 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 105 million. The Premier League maintains their losses amounted to 124.5, while Everton contend they simply accounted for certain payments differently and dispute the interpretation of some of the accounting practices. So basically they've accounted for something where Chelsea have done it over a 10-year contract. Mm. Everton have done it in a different way. It shows up as a different way. And whoever's investigated it has said, this is a malpractice. This isn't correct.
Yeah.
And they can't justify the way they've done it, but they're trying to say, this is how we've done it. So that's kind of like the idea why.
I mean, Soren, what you said about Man City and can the Premier League do without Man City? I get what you're saying. Yeah, they bring in, they're a fantastic club. You know, football is fantastic. They've got the best manager probably in the world. But why should one team, can't have a team bigger than the Premier League? You know, you've got to set the rules for everybody. You know, they break the rules and they have to, you know.
You can compare it to the Barcelona issue as well with Man City. You know, La Liga didn't want Barca out of that league, so they allowed them to continue trading, even though they were in breach of their financial fair play, because there are only two teams in that league. So you're asking whether the Premier League would behave the same as La Liga, possibly?
I just think that, as Gary said, I don't think it's right what's happening. But I just think, first of all, looking at a financial point, I don't think they can afford to lose all those fans, all those subscribers to the TV, all those sales and everything. I don't think they can afford to lose that. As I said, if Man City go, the league is going to be weaker. There's going to be fewer people looking at it. Maybe.
Bullshit. Man City does not make the Premier League. Wolves does. Burnley does. Bournemouth does. All the teams make the Premier League. One team does not make the Premier League.
Because you're going to have a time when Pep's going to leave, and they can only go down from where they are now anyway. So that's going to happen at some point.
Is the Prem still scared of the Super League model though?
No, because they put the new laws in to prevent this from happening. They've agreed to pay, was it £18 million penalty each?
Yeah.
And since then, they've had to agree to the new terms and conditions of the Premier League, which is that they cannot go to a Super League.
Yeah. I think Everton are paying theirs £1 a week, apparently.
Everton? They weren't in the fucking Super League. They weren't even at the conversation.
Make sure to follow us on Facebook. Follow on Apple Podcasts. Morning Kickoff Football Podcast.
Hit subscribe and don't miss the next episode. With you every week.
Saturday Morning Kickoff Football Podcast. Your host, Dino.
As it says in the jingle, subscribe. If you subscribe, you get told immediately. I get this put out onto Spotify, onto Apple, onto Amazon, onto Alexa. You get notified immediately. Subscribe, like, and share. Gazza, you're going to do Div 2 results?
Start Div 2, yeah. Okay.
You got them written down?
Yeah, I always have them written down.
Fuck me. Why don't you just print them?
I ain't got a printer at home. It's fucked.
You need to buy
a printer. You said you was working from home Saturday.
Yeah, I'd have to print. I don't print anything. It's all on the computer.
You must have to print something off.
Why?
Everyone has to print something off.
You need to buy a Sprinters.
All goes through to the transport. If I could do a ticket or whatever. Yeah, no, I don't do anything.
Go on then, anyway.
Anyway, League 2. So we got Notts County 4, Bradford 2, Accrington Stanley 2, Wrexham 0, Barrow 1, Crawley 0, Forest Green Rovers 2, Grimsby 2, Gillingham 3, Salford 1, Harrogate 1, Swindon 1, Mansfield 2, Newport 0, Stockport 2, Colchester 0, Sutton 1, Tranmere 1.
Gotta say, I watched Grimsby on Saturday and it was abysmal.
Two down, were they?
So gave a penalty away and it was... If he was able to do a replay and the ref could have looked at it, you'd have just said no, that wasn't a penalty. It was blowing 100 mile an hour winds straight down one end, which Grimsby had to play against the wind the first half. Then they did score a legitimate goal to go 2-0 up, Grimsby had one chance cleared off the line by their own striker who stood on the line. It came off his heel and it went out for a fucking throw-in when it should have just gone into the back of the net. Second half, Grimsby turned it around, a couple of substitutions, came back 2-0 to 2-2, ended up a 2-2 draw. So with the conditions, looks a fucking horrible ground. Wind up, like I say, 100 miles an hour, even when they were kicking it from halfway line, it was just straight over. A rugby player's dream, it would have been. So it ended up being 2-2.
Yeah, I was looking at the results. Obviously, there was no Premier League, no Championship games, and Wrexham had their 11-game unbeaten run ended.
Wrexham. One of the lads in the ACCA picked Wrexham. I picked Chesterfield and someone picked Barnet.
Yeah.
Were Wrexham at home or away?
No, they're away. Away. To standard. They missed a penalty.
They missed a penalty as well in the 90th minute.
100th minute it was.
Was it the 100th? Yeah. I see it on Bet365.
Yeah. But Mansfield, they're the team, I mean...
They Mansfield under Cluffy. He's all told them, you do not celebrate. You score your goal, you say well done, and you get back to the starting line, you go again. Mansfield predicted they would go up for promotion this year. Yeah. I need Wrexham too, but hey.
Or well, why has he said don't celebrate? That's part of football. That's like his dad. For the fans.
He's just said, go and score your goal, say well done to each other, come back, we'll start again, we go again. Get that mentality in there. Great mentality.
Fans must find that quite boring.
No.
What if you saw a screamer from 40 yards and you can't run off to the fans to go and celebrate with them?
No, you can do, but it's just on about don't over exaggerate your celebration. You've only scored a goal, it's what you paid to do.
Don't get too cocky.
Don't go and do the robot.
I think you should do a robot and then just fucking come back. That's it, innit?
Yeah, that's it. Stockport. I think they're top.
Stockport. I was 12. At Stockport a few weeks ago with Pecky. Stevie Pecksman, shout out. A great day out at Stockport. Some great supporters there as well. 12, they're doing well.
12 on the spin, I think they've had now. So they're really doing well. I started watching that documentary about Wrexham. Actually started watching it last night.
Why?
Why not?
Is it the Netflix one? The Disney one?
Yeah, Disney Plus, yeah. I've watched it. It's good. Yeah, it's good.
I think you just watched Disney Plus.
When I'm not watching Wrexham, yeah.
Yeah, just watch it and it just came on and you was like, oh, I might like that. Yeah. As your princess program fucking finished. Right, let's get on to the fixtures for Saturday.
There was an EFL trophy match, which it was Wickham 1, AFC Wimbledon 0. You're interested?
Oh, so that's why the Wimbledon game was cancelled. Mm. Oh, okay. Right, so the fixtures for the EFL League 2 are as follows. AFC Wimbledon versus Notts County. Bradford versus Accrington Stanley. Colchester United versus Barrow. Crawley versus Harrogate Town. Crewe versus Doncaster. The mighty, mighty Mariners versus Sutton United, bottom of the league. Newport versus Stockport County. Salford City versus MK Dons. Swindon versus Mansfield. Mansfield win there. Tranmere Rovers versus Gillingham, won at the weekend, Jules. Walsall versus Forest Green. And Wrexham versus Morecambe. That'll be a good game. Forest Green, can't see them beating Walsall. Second from bottom, third from bottom. Gillingham, Tranmere, draw. Swindon, Mansfield, Mansfield win. MK Dons, Salford City, MK Dons win. Stockport County beats Newport. Grimsby beats Sutton United. Grimsby beats Sutton United 4-1. Crewe, Doncaster, draw. Crawley, Harrogate, Colchester, Barrow away win. Bradford, Accrington Stanley, Bradford in a bad way. And AFC Wimbledon, Notts County win. So the League 2 standings are as follows. First, Stockport with 41 points, flying high. Second, Mansfield, 35 points, game in hand. Third, Notts County, 33 points. Fourth, Wrexham, 33 points. Fifth, Crewe, 32 points. And the bottom five, and the bottom five are 24th place, bottom, dead last, 12 points. Sutton, Forest Green Rovers, game in hand, 14 points. Tranmere, 22nd, 14 points. 21st, Grimsby with 18 points. 20th, Newport, 19 points. Very tight at the bottom. Hopefully Grimsby will get a win. Right, let's move on swiftly.
Did I read Mansfield are unbeaten this season?
No, I won it Portsmouth.
No, they are unbeaten.
Yeah, Mansfield haven't lost either.
I thought it was only Portsmouth that hadn't lost in the whole.
They have drawn quite a few, though.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. So they probably scraped a few draws. But yeah, unbeaten.
Gaza, Div 1 results.
League 1, just the two results. Blackpool 4, Shrewsbury 0. Stevenage 1, Lincoln 0. So that was Blackpool's sixth home win this season, and Stevenage will beat Lincoln 1-0 or up to fourth.
Get in. Don't give a fuck who you are. You beat Lincoln in my good books.
What is the thing with Lincoln?
Yeah, why?
Derby. Only 40 miles away from Grimsby.
Ah, okay.
Doncaster, Lincoln.
So it's Grimsby, Donny and Lincoln.
No, you've got Grimsby on the coast. Then you got Hull to the north, 30 miles by the Humber Bridge. Then you've got Scunthorpe, who are not even football anymore. They're on Sunday League team or something. Then you've got Doncaster, Leeds, Lincoln, Chesterfield, Bradford.
Okay.
These are all little local things, like 40 miles away, 50 miles away. Mm-hmm. Even Stockport, I think we took 1,000 to Stockport. Playing Oxford, we've got 1,500 tickets for Oxford. Olivier, have you got some fixtures for Div 1?
I can do that. Bolton Wanderers, Exeter City, Carlisle United, Charlton Athletic, Cheltenham versus Oxford, Derby versus Bristol Rovers, Fleetwood Town versus Stevenage, Leighton Orion versus Wigan, Lincoln versus Barnsley.
That's another local, Barnsley.
So you got Derby there then?
Derby's too far.
No, is that a Derby with those two?
Or Lincoln?
Yeah, yeah, that's their Derby. Yeah, that's our Derby, their Derby, yeah.
Northampton Town, Cambridge United, Peterborough, Burton, Albion, Portsmouth. Can they keep their unbeaten run against Blackpool? Shrewsbury Town, Port Vale, Wickham versus Reading.
Very good, very good. With only two matches, I don't think the leagues would have changed too much, Gazza.
No, I said Blackpool had their sixth home win and Stevenage moved up to fourth, was it?
Table.
Do it. Top five, bottom five.
Portsmouth at the top, 36 points.
Unbeaten.
They are unbeaten. Oxford United, 35 points. Bolton in third, 35 points. Joint. Actually, identical, almost Oxford United, only above them on goal difference. Stevenage, fourth, 32 points. Peterborough, 31 points in fifth, starting at the very bottom. Reading, 7 points.
Doomed.
Cheltenham, 9. Carlisle, 14. Fleetwood, 16 points. And in 20th, Exeter with 17 points.
Exeter going down. Yeah, going down. Down.
They're actually, then you know, they get a couple of wins, they're not far off climbing up to about 16th, so pretty much equal to your Grimsby. Need a couple of wins.
Yeah, Grimsby just sack the manager, and that's the best thing. But apparently we've got some good managers applying for the job.
It's got a caretaker in charge at the moment.
We have got Sean Pearson in charge with Ben Davis. Sean Pearson
retired last year. He was the club captain.
Okay, talking about results at the weekend, did you see France had their record?
14-0,
yeah. 7 in each half, yeah.
Wow.
Is that the game Mbappe scored from the halfway line?
I know he scored a hat-trick, so I didn't see the goal, so...
I think he did.
I think this is the new thing for this season. It's a new trend, isn't it? Everyone is trying to whack the ball in from halfway.
Yeah. Harry Kane did it.
Who gives a fuck about fucking Harry Kane? He's not even playing professional football. He's in the fucking Bundesliga.
Want some man talk? Listen on Morning Kickoff Footy Podcast.
Fixtures, here we go. Birmingham City, Sheffield Wednesday, Bristol City, Middlesbrough, Huddersfield, Southampton, Leicester City, Watford, Millwall, Coventry City, Norwich City, QPR, Plymouth versus Sunderland, Preston North End, Cardiff, Stoke City, Blackburn Rovers, Swansea City, Hull City, and West Brom, Ipswich. And that one's on telly.
Yeah, that's a 5:30 kickoff. That's going to be a tough ask, that one, for Ipswich. Who's doing the Champs League?
Championship League. Do you want me to do it?
Yeah.
Top of the league, Leicester with 39 points. Second, Ipswich, 39 points. Third, Leeds, 31 points. Fourth, Southampton, 30 points. Fifth, Preston North End, 28 points. 24th, Sheffield Wednesday with 6. QPR, 23rd. With 10.
Wow, QPR being in the bottom.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Gone are the days where, who was that really skillful player who used to play for QPR and he was like up for England for a little while? It was Tarat, wasn't it? Tarabat.
What are you looking at me? I'm the worst to look at. I know shit. Yeah, I know what he's looking at me.
In more ways than six.
You probably support them.
There was an adult Tarabat that played at Tottenham and went there, I think.
22nd, Rotherham, 11. 21, Huddersfield with 15 points. Coventry, 20th with 16 points.
Rooney's
Birmingham. And what are they going to do? They're 18th, 19 points. They are sliding down the table.
Yeah, dramatically going down. Dramatically. It's not working out right now. I don't think the panic button will be set. I think it'll be wait until just after Christmas.
Who's the most impressive team in the Championship this year so far?
Ipswich.
Leeds have now started to pick up.
Yeah, but Leeds are ex-Prem. I wouldn't say that's impressive.
I think Ipswich have come from nowhere.
Yeah.
Tipped by Squid right at the beginning of the season. And one of my favourites to go mid-table.
Haven't they flattened in the last few games, though, a little bit? They lost, I think, and then they scraped that draw against Middlesbrough, didn't they?
I mean, you've got Preston up there in fifth place. See that happening, but it's the big boys.
It's sort of starting to take shape, actually, the Championship, isn't it? You've got the big boys all sort of top 10 up the top side of the table, and then the littler teams down the bottom.
Certainly from the start of the season, I didn't expect Middlesbrough to be bottom of the league.
No.
And their impressive run is 1-0 win against Leicester, 3-3 against Plymouth, 3-2 away in a Carabao Cup win, and lost 2-0 against Stoke, and then 1-2-1 against Norwich, 1-0 against Birmingham. They've had a really good run, Borough.
Yeah, but are they still in the cup?
They've won in the round of 16, so probably quarterfinal after that.
Yeah, quarter final.
How many seasons has Cardiff been in the Championship? Got to be quite a few.
What's his face? Took him up, didn't he? Got him promoted, Neil Warnock.
Yeah, it was a while ago, though. Always just see them as a Championship team now, just one of those sort of mid table.
Yeah, Birmingham, though, aren't they? They're Birmingham.
Yeah.
Going back to the EFL, that draw has been made for the quarter final. So you've got Everton, Fulham, Port Vale, Middlesbrough, Chelsea, Newcastle, Liverpool, West Ham.
They've got a good chance of going semi-finals then, haven't they?
So Middlesbrough, yeah, Port Vale away, and you've got Everton and Fulham. It's obviously Chelsea and Newcastle, the big club coming out of there.
Yeah, but you just don't know what squad's going to go out, do you?
No.
If I was Pochettino, I'd put my strongest squad out because I'd want another game under their belt.
Yeah.
But they're not in Europe. They've only got the FA Cup. They've only got the Carabao Cup. You'd put out the strongest team.
Yeah.
Strongest team.
Yeah, it's on 19th of December. Talking to Middlesbrough.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Premier League fixtures. Olivier?
Yeah.
Premier League fixtures, please, sir.
Yep. Early game on the weekend.
Is it Everton and Man United?
It's Man City, Liverpool.
Ooh. Early? Is that 12:30?
It's at 12:30. Don't bet on that one.
Nope.
Never do the early one. Burnley versus West Ham United. Luton versus Crystal Palace. Newcastle United, Chelsea. That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Nottingham Forest, Brighton, Sheffield United, Bournemouth and Brentford against the Gooners. Come on, the Arsenal. We're never very good after international breaks. So I'm a bit worried about that with Brentford. But we'll get a win. That's a late game, 5:30, so everyone else would have played.
Sunday,
you've got Tottenham versus Aston Villa.
Ooh, big game.
And Everton United at Everton after all that stuff this week. So
I think they'll get 3 points, Everton.
Yeah, I do.
I think they will, especially against United.
Should we do the scores?
Yeah, I think this is going to be a really interesting week. It's going to decide the table a lot.
Gazza, are you ready?
No. What's the first game?
Man City, Liverpool.
Right, go on then.
For me, that's going to be a 2-0 win, Manchester City.
For me, I think it's going to be 3-1 win for City.
2-2 for me.
Who two?
2-2. 2-2 is 2-2. Both have two.
To Man City.
Can't be.
You've got to have a decider, haven't you? You can't just have it 2-2. One of them's got to win.
2-2.
2-2. Who two? Liverpool.
I'll go 2-1 City.
2-1 City, same as Dean. Burnley.
I thought you said 2-0.
2-0, sorry, yeah, yes, 2-0.
Next.
Burnley and West Ham. That is going to be a West Ham thrashing 3-0.
I agree with Dean. I think it's going to be a 3-0 for West Ham.
I'd love to see Burnley win it. I quite like Vincent Kompany, but I can't see him doing it. So I'm going to go 2-0 West Ham.
I'm going 1-1.
Luton versus Palace. I think Luton will win 1-0.
Yeah, I think they've been decent lately. And hopefully they'll have a bit of momentum.
Whom?
Luton. I think they'll have a bit of momentum swing their way. I think it's going to be 1-0 as well for Luton.
Stop agreeing with all my fucking predictions.
Sorry needs to go first.
Let's just do what Dean says. Yeah, yeah. You get fucking first on the next one, prick. And get it right as well. Newcastle, Chelsea.
Luton, Crystal Palace. I'm going to go 1-0 Palace.
And 2-1 Luton. So what's the next one? Newcastle.
Sorin said he wants to go first. Yep.
I think it's going to be 4-1 for Chelsea.
Wow.
Did Chelsea score that many goals?
They scored four against City.
And this is at Newcastle as well.
Yeah. And they've been going
four goals, which is like
a cauldron of hate. If Newcastle go 1-0 up, I reckon it could be 4-all. But if Chelsea go 1-0 up, I reckon they could lose. So for me, I would probably say on this occasion a 2-1 Chelsea win.
What I'd like to know is Trippier going to be available, because he's dropped out of the squad through personal reasons for England tonight, and they had 10 players missing last weekend.
That is true, yeah.
Yeah, that's why he said that.
Personal reasons. Who's next? Dean? Oh, you haven't done yours.
Did you do yours?
I've done mine. 2-1 Chelsea.
You're doing too much.
What was yours?
I haven't done mine yet. I'm going to go... I can't see Chelsea doing anything at Newcastle, so I'm going 3-1 Newcastle.
2-2 me. Next game.
Nottingham Forest, Brighton. Sorry.
Oh, Brighton have been quite poorly recently, but...
sick or...
Yeah, maybe they've had diarrhea as well.
Maybe that's it. Yeah. Kieran Trippier got it off.
Yeah. I think it's going to be 2-1 for Brighton.
I'm going to go 2-1 Forest.
I'm going to go 2-1 Brighton.
I think 2-2. I think De Zerbier's head has been turned with Man City job coming up. Real Madrid his name's been floated in the press the last few days that Man City have been told by Pep Guardiola that's who to go for. And Real Madrid have already said for Ancho's departure, they would like De Zerbier to take over.
Next game.
Sheffield United, Bournemouth.
Wow, that's going to be a boring game.
That is going to be a boring game. And I fancy Bournemouth to do it 2-0.
No, I think it's going to be 1-0 for Sheff.
1-0 for Sheff. I'm going to go 2-1 Bournemouth.
2-1 Sheffield.
Thank you very much.
Brentford Arsenal. I'll go first. Brentford will score, but Arsenal will score more. So I'm going to go 3-1 Arsenal and just hope they come back after the international break.
3-2 Brentford.
2-1 Arsenal.
2-2.
Yeah, but they're with Brentford, do you? They're such a fucking side. They're a bastard side. Mm. You don't want to play them.
Talking of bastards, Tottenham versus Aston Villa.
Aston Villa 2.
No, you're not
Spurs.
Villa.
0.
Huh?
2-0 Villa.
2-0 win Villa.
3-1 for Villa.
2-1 Villa.
2-1 Tottenham.
Everton, Manchester United.
Oh, please.
Everton, 2-0.
3-2 Everton.
Whatever team I pick to fucking win, you side just with a different score.
Yeah, that's it. You got me.
Sorin, you're going to go first on next week. You're going to go first. All of them.
I'm going 2-1 Everton.
2-1.
There you are.
I'm going to go 1-1.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
What the social media shit? Find us on Twitter and TikTok at The Tearaway Podcast or on Facebook group page The Tearaway.
Right, as Soren can't manage to support a single team, Soren is going to pick a team at random and give us facts about why he's supporting these teams and is going to give us useless trivia and information. Soren, who is the team you are supporting this week, please?
None other than... good old Middlesbrough.
What have you got on Middlesbrough?
Well, the reason I picked them is because when I was a young little boy...
Is this before donkey or after donkey?
Yeah, when I was supposed to... Around the time I was supposed to get my donkey, I suffered another major heartbreak. I used to be a Steaua Bucharest fan, and they played Middlesbrough in the old UEFA Cup, now known as the Europa League, in 2006 in the semi-finals.
All right, mate, it's emotional. Making you emotional. Fucking hell, sorry. Bless
right,
you.
So,
is it the thought of donkey or Steaua Bucharest?
It is both, you know, getting together. So,
come on, big boy, you can do this. Pull through it, come on.
Steaua won in Romania 1-0, and they were 2 goals up in the 26th minute in England against Borough. And then all of a sudden, Borough managed to mount the biggest comeback. This was their second comeback in that competition that year, going up after they were 3-0 down. So they managed to score 4 goals. Last one was in the 91st minute, I believe. Macaroni, big header. It was heartbreaking. It was such a big thing in Romania because we really fought after a lot of... After many, many years, we'll be back into a final. But yeah, we got beaten up by Borough, who lost against Sevilla in the final. And I thought, well, they've broken my heart. Now it's time for me to break their fans' heart by messing up their history and everything else.
Go for it. What have we got?
Been doing a bit of reading on them. And apparently they've played on 5 different stadiums, which I just find ridiculous. Maybe because they couldn't pay the bills or something and they just had to hop from one to the other. And can you believe they were actually formed in 1876 and they haven't won a single Premier League? Or
Premier League's only been going 22 years.
Or the previous...
I would fucking hope not.
Or the previous competition.
Was that 1876?
1876.
So 2 years before Grimsby.
Yeah, that was BD, by the way, before donkey.
They've only won a single major trophy, which was the League Cup in 2004 against Bolton Wanderers. So can you believe founding a club in 1876 and only winning a single major trophy? That reminds me of Tottenham.
Have they not won in Europe? I thought Middlesbrough... He's got a point now. Yeah. He has got a point.
Yeah, he's got a point.
Tell you though that they did beat the Arsenal Invincibles over a 2-legged semi-final to get to the final that year.
Who, Middlesbrough?
Yeah.
They beat the Arsenal Invincibles to get to a semi-final.
Yeah, and then beat Sam Allardyce's Bolton in the final.
There you are.
There you are. Who's doing the facts here, Soren or Gary?
Gary.
Joint effort, mate, isn't it?
Yeah. Both big, big Borough fans.
Mighty Borough.
Come on then, what else you got, Soren, on the team that you're supporting this week?
Not a lot more to say. They're quite an insignificant team. And they have
quite an insignificant team. I'm sure Steve Gibson will fucking have something to say about that.
Yeah, so they haven't been in the Premier League since 2016. No, sorry. They returned in 2016 and then they were relegated immediately after and they haven't been in the Premier League ever since.
So why are you supporting them?
Because they've broken my heart around the time. It everything came together. My favourite team losing, the donkey.
And like his favourite team, Man United, they wear red.
Yeah. And white.
And also this year they're in the quarterfinal of the Carabao Cup.
I don't think they've got much of a chance, but
this is, what sort of fan is this?
A new one.
Shit one.
Pretty much.
I will just bomb in with a little bit of useless information about Middlesbrough. Middlesbrough is a town in the Middlesbrough Unitary Authority Borough of North Yorkshire, England. The town lies near the mouth of the River Tees and north of the North York Moors National Park. The built-up area had a population of 148,215 the 2021 UK census. It is the largest town of the wider Teesside area, which had a population of 376,633 in 2011.
Another interesting little fact was the fact that they were one of the founding members of the Premier League in 92 with Crystal Palace and Nottingham Forest.
There you go. That's
and it. They are... they're enemies with Leeds, so next time they're playing Leeds, I will be supporting Borough again, so I can go against Turner.
I thought Borough was there was Sunderland and Newcastle, wouldn't it be?
Newcastle,
Sunderland, Newcastle, Leeds. And Hartlepool and Middlesbrough, and then Newcastle. That's the teams that are there. It's Middlesbrough, Newcastle, Hartlepool.
They're enemies with Leeds as well. So
yeah, I know. But the local rivalry is Hartlepool, Newcastle, Middlesbrough,
Sunderland. They spanked Sunderland, didn't they? Was it 5-0 earlier in the season?
Something like that.
What are Leeds and Brighton sort of rivals? There's a rivalry there, isn't there? Why isn't that?
Why is that? I have no idea why fucking Brighton and Crystal Palace have a rivalry.
That's the M20. Is it the M23?
Oh, is that what it is? Because it goes up.
Because it links.
One's one end and one's the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that. But what's the Leeds thing about? It always goes a bit mad down here when Leeds are coming.
Everyone hates Leeds, don't they?
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who likes Leeds.
Fucking Turner, you can tell.
They're Leeds. They're a shit club, shit run club with shit fucking fans, and they're just shit. Ever since they went into the semi-finals of the Champs League and then just dropped out of the league after league after league.
They're definitely one of those like hateful teams, aren't they, Leeds?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone actually likes them.
Like a Wimbledon, a Vinnie Jones era, you know what I mean? They're just shit.
Yeah.
Right, the treble acca for charity bet this week that we're going to lay on the Saturday is going to be Mansfield, Stockport and Ipswich on a treble. But I was going to touch on how poor England were against Malta on Friday.
Well, I only saw the highlights because I could be asked to watch it anyway.
I watched it.
So glad I didn't watch it.
It was awful.
They scored a really nice game.
Sorry?
They scored a really nice game when Kane scored. They had a really, really nice attack. Just tiki-taka, pass, go.
Yeah, but...
There's no consistency in it, though. Yeah, I hate watching them. It's so boring.
Look, it's terrible. Harry Maguire. Yeah. How can you hate him?
Terrible game. Terrible game.
Yeah, I sort of say the highlights, and half of that was Malta.
The score flattered England. Really did. It flattered England.
Why do they all come back to their clubs, and some of them are unbelievable when they play? Like, you put Saka back in that Arsenal team, he's unbelievable. Put him in an England shirt, he's pretty dire.
They knew they'd qualified. They should have come into that squad and into that team for that 90 minutes and gone, right, how many are we going to get? We're going to set a target of 8? 9? It was dreadful. It was dreadful. Mm. It was just like no one had turned up. No one got the memo. No one really wanted to pass to each other. And Malta was really proper going for it, you know? They were playing good football, playing out the back, Malta. Yeah.
They had a couple of good chances, didn't they?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, terrible. England, terrible. This is what I think the problem is with Southgate. He's now past his sell-by date.
Yeah.
I don't think there's that respect factor going for England anymore, where the players are like, we'll fight for you, Gareth. We're going to fight for you. We're going to get the result we need. We're going to do this and next thing. That was fortunate. Friday night was fortunate.
I agree with that, but I don't think they're going to sack him until after the Euros. I don't think they're going to
He'll get one more tournament. They're not going to sack him before the tournament.
No, he's got this tournament, and after that, it's up for discussion.
Yeah.
I just wish that Potter would now say, I'm going to take over the team. Ollie, this is for you.
Okay.
This is a would you rather. So would you rather watch Arsenal win the treble at 3 stadiums in the world, but then you'd have to be a Spurs supporter for the rest of your life? You've watched in 3 fucking prestigious stadiums around the world. They've won the treble, right? Or you stay as an Arsenal supporter and they will never, ever win any trophy all the time you are supporting them.
Oh, that's a good question. So I've got to become a Tottenham fan after watching them.
You watched the treble. So it's in your lifetime. Yeah. You've watched the treble. You've gone all around the world.
Yeah.
You've watched these 3 prestigious stadiums where they've won the cup, the European Cup. You've won the league at another prestigious stadium, whether it be at Spurs or Man City or big stadium, not like your ground. And then you've got the FA Cup at Wembley.
Yeah. But the consequence of that happening is I have to become a Tottenham fan.
You get, and Arsenal get to have done the treble.
Yeah.
But on the minute that they call time and you've watched it, they've lifted the trophy, and then you have to watch and you become a Spurs supporter for the rest of your life. But you've known in your conscience and your memories, you've watched that treble with Arsenal.
No. No, I would rather not have that. And because there's no way I can ever support Tottenham, and I'd rather have all the happy moments that...
But they're never going to win anything.
Yeah, but...
You're going to stay an Arsenal supporter, yeah. But they're never, ever going to win another trophy. You know for the rest of your life, for your 50 years you're going to be alive now,
yeah,
you'll never, ever see Arsenal lift the trophy, but you could have watched the treble.
Yeah, and I probably wouldn't do it because I could not enjoy football for the rest of my life knowing that I support Tottenham. So, no.
But the flip side of that is you've got the treble in your memories.
But there are plenty of fans that haven't seen their team win anything.
Yeah, I have.
Gazza.
My answer to your question, would I rather, is no. I would rather Arsenal didn't do the treble so that I don't have to become a Tottenham fan.
So you'd be like a Tottenham fan because then you'd be watching a team that don't win anything.
Yep. For the rest of their life and all the supporters, they would never, ever win anything ever again.
Yeah.
He's thinking about it.
Yeah. No, there's no way I could ever support Tottenham. So that is the consequence. I can't. Yep. Can't do it.
But if you loved Arsenal that much, would you not surely want them to win the treble and be there with the likes of Liverpool and Man City? And who's done the treble? United. Gazza, who's done the treble? Has Man United done the treble? Chelsea done the treble?
Man United and Man City, innit?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know Chelsea are one of only five clubs that have won everything domestically.
Yeah. But not all at once.
No. So that would be
horrible. It's a horrible, horrible question. It's like saying, would you rather shag your sister or your mum?
Go on.
Oh,
then.
Good.
Soren's rearing up now. No, it's Soren's like, I know the answer to this one.
Both.
You just wouldn't do it.
I'd just rather watch football and I might see him smack a goal in, win a few games, never win anything. It'd be exactly like being a Tottenham fan now. And I think I can suffer that.
Sorina, let's talk Sorin. I will do an intro for Sorin. I'll think of something.
Right.
You did say you were thinking about this in the car.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
It doesn't involve a donkey, does it? So is it AD or BD? After donkey or before donkey?
It's still BD because still haven't received a donkey yet. So no AD yet.
And the donkey hasn't received you. Let's clarify.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
We should call it that. Fuck me. Come on then, donkey boy.
So,
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
He said it again. The C word.
Unbelievable. Right. I think this is in the first year that I've met Ruxandra. So,
We're going back to the beginning.
Back to the beginnings, and she realized I was quite a wild boy.
Wild. Oh, I thought you said wide. Go on, yeah.
No, both. That's you looking in the mirror.
How old were you at this time?
Oh, that's a good question. 2017.
That's old.
22.
22.
I was 22. Yeah, I was 22.
5 years ago. How old are you now?
6 years ago. I'm 28.
Six years ago.
Yeah. Right. So she realized I was a wild boy. But she was enjoying it. And as you would in the beginning, you would fuck like rabbits everywhere.
What, in the first week?
No. This was about 5 months into the relationship.
So she held off.
And we played a few games.
Got a gangbang?
No.
Oh.
Yet. Not yet. That will be for another podcast.
What, have you had a gangbang?
No.
No.
Can't say.
You can neither confirm.
Nor deny.
Nor deny. Go on then.
Right, and I could see she was a bit naughty. Every time we would play on the same team and on the same side of the map. It's quite a tactical game. And every time I do something specific, she'd be like, "Oh, eat my ass! Stop doing that."
Eat my ass.
Something like that.
Eat my ass.
Yeah.
What a girl says to you, eat my ass.
Yeah, and I've taken it literally, people. Something like that. Yeah. And that's how you say the thing is, you're not Albanian, Mexican, so you wouldn't understand, but that's how we talk normally.
We'll get into it. Eat my ass.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And I could see she was giving me some sort of a hint. And I started talking to her, and then we started chatting, and I was 22. I was desperate for a fuck. And I started. No.
He was desperate. So he was on fucking League of Legends.
I was desperate for a fuck. And as we started chatting, I started sexting her. And she was getting back to me. So
you mean she weren't ignoring you?
No. She was liking it.
And I just decided, well, I'll come to Romania and we'll meet.
What? What do you mean you'll come to Romania? You're from
yeah, but I was in England.
What, she was in England doing this?
Yeah, and she was in Romania.
One hell of a blind date, isn't it, going from one country to another?
Yeah, wow. And I went there.
So
and,
wait, did you get to see photos of each other?
Yeah. We were talking on Skype and...
Old school dating.
Yeah, old school dating. I went to Romania and I went to her uncle's and he said, listen...
Six camels and four cows, three dogs, two cats, you can have
it. No, he was aware that I was working in England. He was like, he must be a good guy, earning a bit of money compared to Romania. So he said, well, I've got this other flat. You guys are young. There's no point in you staying here. At night, you can go and sleep in that flat.
In Bucharest?
Yeah.
Is that near to where you lived then?
No. Quite far away, but... I went, I saw my family and I just went and met her. And I was chatting to her uncle until she arrives. And as soon as she arrives, she just jumps in my hand and gives me a hug. Her dad and her two sisters have also came with her. And
Hang on a minute. So her dad, two sisters, have come with you on the date?
they came to bring her to the uncle's because... She would go and see them during the weekend and he would just drive her back.
All right, okay.
And he was not enjoying it. The sisters were not enjoying it either. We started kissing and then I told her...
What, in front of them?
Yeah. And then I told her, let's go to the other flat. I need to put my baggage away.
Oh, is that what you call it?
Is that a metaphor?
No. But yeah, kind of, yeah. And the dad was like, oh, come back in 5-10 minutes. Yeah, say goodbye.
And have a go on the other two.
And he didn't say that to me. He said that to her.
But you was thinking.
But I told her, let's go. Put the luggage away. And as we were walking towards the other flat, which was about 2 minutes away, I had a massive, massive boner, and you could see it through my pants. She could see it.
The dad could see it.
No. It, when I saw the dad, I was like, I need to be polite.
It went soft, hopefully. Didn't start pumping, did it? Because it might give you an indication.
No, when I saw the dad, that's when I got full hard on, because I saw his bald spot, and I was like, fuck, wish I could suck on that.
What if her dad's listening to this?
He doesn't know fuck all English. And even if he was, sorry, mate.
Sorry, mate.
Right,
sorry, not sorry.
See you at the funeral. It's going to be awkward.
So when you want to marry her, you got to go and ask for his permission.
No. But anyways, we got out of the flat and we were walking to the other one. Started getting a raging boner because I was like, fuck. And she could see it. She was laughing at it. I think she even touched it a bit. And we arrived in the other flat. I put the luggage away and we sit in bed for a minute. And she was like, come on, I think we should be going back. But then we start kissing and then I ask her, do you want to fuck, bitch?
There's no way you'd say bitch on the end of that. It's the first one,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't speak to her like that.
Because she knew it. She knew how I was. But it's...
Is this what you mean by wild? Adding bitch to everything. Go on, bitch.
And cunt.
Stop swearing and saying the C. I've got to cut all this out.
You don't call her that, though, do you? The C word.
No.
That's not Romanian. That's an English thing.
Yeah, because that would be, like, derogatory. The way I called her bitch in Romania is in Romanian. It's, like, in a nice way, you know? It's, like, in a playful, sexy way. And she started smiling and laughing. I just undressed quickly and... We get it on. And we've done it for about 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
About 30 minutes, yeah.
Oh, I bet she was walking like John Wayne coming off a horse. I bet her dad was going, what the fuck? Why you got a limp?
That's the problem.
Is that the wild thing? You just go like a train for 30 minutes?
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. But because I was ready for it and I had a boner, I didn't even come. You can ask her.
I am not going to ask your fucking missus if you came on the first time, bitch.
But problem was, is because we kept fucking and fucking, the dad got fed up, upset, and he left with the sisters. And he got fed up watching. Yeah, he was really upset about that, and he got really fed up with me because of that. Because he was like, you wouldn't even bring her back. She just went there as soon as she saw you. You guys just went there and did whatever you did.
So did he hear then?
No, because he was in another flat. But if you think about it, Dino.
Oh, so he wasn't in the flat with you?
He said, come back in 10 minutes. They were at it for 30 minutes. So he was wondering where you two were.
Yeah, and he left.
That's not too sad, is it?
You were.
I was thinking the two sisters.
No.
I was thinking the two sisters, and he was in the room outside waiting for you to come out.
But thing is, he got very upset about that because, as you can imagine, as a dad, you know, bringing your daughter to this new guy, and then they just quickly go to your new flat, and she doesn't even come to say goodbye. And you can imagine, he's an old guy. He knew he's probably going to fuck the shit out of my daughter. 20-30 minutes, he's not back. What the fuck's happening?
What about if he didn't think that? What about if you just are a little bit paranoid because you know what you've done to his daughter?
Later, ruined her. That was a few days later. If you want to, I can continue talking about it.
No. We only need one story. Keep another one for next week. Sorry.
Okay. Remind me to continue talking about this period, though. But yeah, later on.
Is this going to involve blood?
What?
We've got to remind you about her period.
No, about this story I said.
You said fucking period.
Did I say period?
Yes.
But no, I'm talking about this period in time. That's what I meant. No, fuck for that. No, but I'll quickly say, a real knight has a bit of blood on his sword. That's what I'm saying. A real knight has blood on his sword.
And what about if he's got sweet corn on it?
What's a sword?
And what happens if the sword has got sweet corn on? Has he stabbed the wrong hole?
That's a story for another time.
You stole his daughter's virginity.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
And on that note.
Yeah, on that note, I think we should end the fucking podcast. Right, okay, let's wrap this up, guys. Thank you very much. From myself, Sorin, Gaza, and Olivier, thank you everyone for listening, you're downloading, you're sharing, your likes and everything else. Catch you next time.
Bye bye.
Toodaloo. Don't forget to your questions.
Cheerios. See you later. Bye bye.
Questions.
Yeah, and you can contact the show 07531 717172. Text in the show if you want a shout out, a mention, or whatever. If you want to email the show, you can email dino@mkoshow.com. That's it. And as Gaza says, toodaloo, motherfucker.
This episode has just ended, but we know you'll be back to listen to more conversations. So make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episode. Thank you for listening.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
I remember they were Premier League. I was a little boy, so it would have been like 99?
No, you'd have been about fucking two, and even then you'd have been a big fucking little boy.
They had the one beginning with B. B.
Betty. Pry.
Beckham.
No.
Bono.
Billy Bonds.
I will find his name.
Bob Mills. Bob Smells. Bukaka.
Big Bollocks.
Kosaka.
Pickock. That's where you're from, innit?
Yeah.
You've got to be near to where you're from. Anyone want to drink one or what?
Nah, I'm all right. Okay.
No, I'm all right.
Do you want to suck on him, baby?
I am not Roxanne.
That's why.
Div 1 results from El Ghazal.
Okay, just two results. We have Blackpool.
Oh, sorry. My fuck up.
Go on.
Sorry, my fuck up. Let me just do the League 2 standing. You could be in one of those Hitchcock films in the corner on a rocking chair, Gaz.
Yeah, you would know I was there.
No, just rocking backwards and forwards like that. Yeah. Dribbling and pissing shit.
Did she come to yours last week or not?
No, I went to hers. And we fucked.
You did.
Mm-hmm. After you said we've not even started the fucking podcast.
I just needed to know.
Yeah, we fucked.
Why is it? Whenever I'm doing levels, you lot just have a fucking mad discussion. Or you start singing a national fucking anthem.
Dished up.
Dish a body bar.
We have to sing it.
Yeah. Which was...
That's all it's going to be because he's locks. He knows fucking nothing.
Research.
Make sure you know what you're talking about.
You're just going to read off some facts.
That's what he said.
It's like history lesson. I don't even know everything there is to know about Middlesbrough.
Well, that's what he wants.
I want to know recent stuff.
They beat Leicester 1-0.
Anything else?
They've been doing quite well. They had
The oldest pub in Middlesbrough is called the Green Tree.
Are you going to tell us that?
No.
Absolutely no football to talk about.
Right. Yeah.
Have you got one?
I was thinking about it in the car.
What do you mean?
But when you was thinking about knocking one out or?
No. Which one to tell you?
All right, well, leave it until then and we'll cue you in. I'm sure we'll all have a fucking great laugh at your expense. If you're still with Roxandra after this fucking next 10 weeks of podcasting, mate, I'll be fucking amazed.
Change with this and then you'll see which one's comfortable.
I'll stop fucking moaning, the fat fucker.
Both of us. We're both fat fuckers.
Who?
You and I.
Speak fit. Fuck off.
Wow.
I shall do the intro unless you want to do it. No, do you want to do it? Because you had a really good attempt at it last time.
It's fine.
Do you want to do it? Go on, you can if you want. Except you're not the fucking host.
I will be the host. I'm going to say I'm the host.
Go on then.
Good morning, everyone. Morning, everyone. With you today, I've got a big, fat, obese northern cunt called Dino.
He can't start Oily off Maguire.
Can't say the
I
C
said
word.
Big fucking. Can't just come straight. It, only Gazza does the C word. And that was on episode 2 or 3.
That was the first one.
It's the first
every night.
Fuck, mate. You can't just come in with a C word.